With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Justice Department is suing Texas over a new law that would allow police in the state to arrest migrants who enter the U.S. illegally. This comes as House Speaker Mike Johnson led a delegation of GOP representatives to the southern border. Johnson described the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border as chaotic.
It's been an eye-opener. One thing is absolutely clear. America is at a breaking point with record levels of illegal immigration. And today, we got a firsthand look at the damage and the chaos the border catastrophe is causing in all of our communities.
Johnson's trip Wednesday to Eagle Pass, Texas, comes as he demands wholesale immigration policy changes in exchange for backing President Biden's emergency wartime funding request for Ukraine. Senate negotiators in Washington are plugging away in hopes of a bipartisan deal. The chief of Israel's Mossad has vowed the intelligence agency will hunt down every Hamas member involved in the October 7th attack on Israel, no matter where they are. David Barnea spoke a day after the deputy head of the Palestinian terrorist group was killed in a suspected Israeli strike in Beirut. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was asked if Israel can actually eliminate Hamas.
It is absolutely an attainable goal for the Israeli military forces to degrade and defeat Hamas's abilities to conduct attacks inside Israel. It can be done militarily. Are you going to eliminate the ideology? No. And are you likely going to erase the group from existence? Probably not. But can you eliminate the threat that Hamas poses to the Israeli people? Absolutely.
Israel was on high alert Wednesday for an escalation with Lebanon's powerful Hezbollah militia after a strike in the Lebanese capital killed Saleh Arouri. This is SRN News. A U.S. military leader says inclusion is a national security imperative.
Space Force Lieutenant Colonel Bree Fram is a man living as a woman, and he made his comments at the Most Powerful Women's Summit sponsored by Fortune magazine. In fact, Fram is the highest-ranking transgender service member in the history of the U.S. military, and he reflects the Biden administration's determination to promote the LGBT agenda in every federal agency. Some critics say social engineering is not a national security imperative. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion will be a key issue in many of this year's elections for state Supreme Court seats. There'll be 80 of them in 33 states. With the abortion debate shifted to states since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, state Supreme Court races have emerged as some of the most hotly contested and costliest races on the ballot. Heated court races in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania in 2023 handed victories to Democrats. This is SRN News. The slump continues on Wall Street.
Stocks fell again as Wall Street's slow start to 2024 carried into a second day. The S&P 500 lost 0.8% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.8%, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 1.2%. Some of last year's biggest winners again weakened. Tesla fell 4%. Treasury yields largely eased after reports showed a slowing economy, which economists hope will keep a lid on inflation but stop short of a recession. The minutes from the Federal Reserve's latest meeting indicated rate cuts are likely this year, but called the outlook unusually uncertain. Damian Troisi, New York.
For the first time in the U.S., turbines are sending electricity to the grid from the sites of two large offshore wind farms. One of the farms is located approximately 15 miles off the coast of Massachusetts, the other off the coast of New York. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.